Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 today, verses 14 through 16. 2 Corinthians 3, 14 through 16. Paul says, "But their minds were hardened to this day. When they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed." Let me read this to you again. This is where we're going to get our challenge from these verses today. Verses 14 through 16, "But their minds were hardened, for to this day when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts, but when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed." The purpose of the law of Moses, we've said this over and over, I need to repeat it again because you need to hear it. The purpose of the law of Moses, the law of God, was to reveal our sin and to show us our need of a Savior. The Savior, by the way, is Jesus, the only one. And we need to turn to Him. Listen to Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin." Listen closely. No one will be justified in God's sight through keeping the law. I need to say this because there are those out there listening right now who are thinking, when I stand before God, He's going to weigh my good and my bad, and my good's going to outweigh my bad, and I've been a good person. How many people, I don't know, how I've talked to over the years, that if I said to them, "If you died today, would you go to heaven?" Their answer has been, "I believe so. I'm a pretty good person. I've tried to believe in God. I've tried to do these things." And they're thinking that their righteousness is tied to their keeping God's law, keeping God's word. You are not righteous by observing the law. I'm not righteous by observing the law. Actually, by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight. Why? Because through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Now listen to Romans 3, verses 21 through 24, the next verses. "But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested. It's been made known apart from the law, although the law and the prophets point to it. They bear witness to it. The righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Salvation has always been through faith in God's provision for man's sin. That's why way back in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve sinned, God said in verse 15 that He's going to send a seed, a descendant of the woman, to defeat Satan on our behalf. All through the scriptures, the Bible's been saying that the righteous shall live by faith. It's not by observing the law that we're made right with God. The law's purpose is to just show us we can't keep it. The Bible says if you want to be right before God by keeping the law, you have to keep it perfectly. There's only one person that's ever done that, and that's Jesus Himself. And by faith in His sinless life, His death on our behalf, His rising from the dead to show that He has the power of life and death, we are saved by turning to Him. Listen to what Jesus Himself said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come to Me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light." The law of God, the law of Moses, was given as a yoke to show them they could not keep it, but Jesus says, "Come now, take My yoke." Once that yoke has caused you to realize, I can't keep God's law. I can't live perfectly. I can't do all those things in the commandments. I try, but I keep breaking them. Once you've realized you can't be right before God that way, you go to Jesus and He gives you His yoke. And His yoke is faith in Him and Him coming to indwell you and empowering you to live the life. You'll learn how to do it better and better on a daily basis as you learn how to let Him have control. But you're saved by faith alone in what Jesus did through His sinless life, His death on your behalf, His resurrection from the dead. The law is just to show us our need of a Savior. And then Jesus is the only Savior that's there. Turn to Him. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.